Hi, Miles. There is a lot of controversy around the notion of big society. Can you tell us what are the major differences between good society and the notion of big society?
Well, perhaps one of the big problems is no one can define what it is. And David Cameron and his friends are finding it very, very difficult to put forward the message of what big society is. Now, what people all agree with is a sense of community and active citizenship. Yeah, everybody wants their next door neighbour, when they're feeling ill, to look after them. Well, I don't know if that's true.
Wouldn't you agree this is some kind of call for going back in time to 1950s and 1960s, where the close-knit communities actually were there?
Well, on Question Time a week or so ago, a lady said, what a load of rubbish it all is. It used to be called close-knit communities. Now, one of the reasons why I'm so interested in all this is because I'm a country boy, and when I go home to the countryside to visit my parents, I walk down the street and everyone says, hello, Miles, how are you? And they know exactly everything about my life, probably because of Facebook, but my mum would talk about me. Yes. And people would ask about me. And there really is a sense of community. I'll tell you what happened to me when I started university. I walked down the ramp at New Street Station on my way to Aston University, and I said good morning to people, because it was in my nature just to say hello to people.
Yes.
And I realised that didn't work.
Yeah, fully understand.
So there, that is, you know, there is a, I don't know, perhaps there's three definitions. There's a good neighbour,
mm-hmm.
There's whatever good society is, and whatever big society is.
Yes, thank you. But the notion of big society then carries certain assumptions about the communities, about neighbourhoods.
Well, yeah, the difficulty is, if you get into Conservative and Labour philosophy,
mm-hmm.
Now, you can tell me that I'm wrong and maybe biased, but the Conservatives don't believe in a big state. They believe in a small state.
Well, yeah.
And the Labour Party would agree on an enabling state.
Mm-hmm.
Some people might argue against that. If you're even more left-wing, you might critique that. But I, for one, believe in an enabling state. We need state in order to inspire us, empower us, and to make sure everyone has equal opportunities to reach their aspirations.
Well, definitely there are things that state should do, or should at least enable citizens to do. Not everything can be done by citizens wholly. For example, like the idea of running parks, or taking over local swimming pools, all these ideas of big society. What do you think of that?
Well, if you say big society is about minimising the power and the influence and the size of the state and empowering the individual, well, that sounds good, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But if you are going to say to my dad, who is a community organiser, a volunteer, who marks the football pitch on a Saturday, and he runs the Domino's League, and he's the secretary of the football club, or was the secretary of the football club, and you say to my dad, well done, you're a fantastic volunteer, but your job is now going to be done by different people volunteering, and you're not going to get an income, then that's not what I call society. That's most definitely not society. And I feel, as a university lecturer, if I have to give up some of my roles in order to not get paid, for instance, David Cameron's announced the big society university, whatever that is, well, I need to get paid and I need to have a job. But I tell you what, I'm a very, very good community organiser. And there's a picture of my granddad up there who got an MBE.
Yes, I saw that before.
He got his MBE, an honorary alderman, councillor for 53 years. That is my definition of a good society man, my grandfather. And that's why I'm so fascinated by this. My granddad is good society. Big society, I'm not in favour of it. But good society is more about empowering communities,
mm-hmm.
rather than the individual. And Lord Glassman said that, and also about renewing institutions. Like, we're sat in a university now, and the university enables the community. It provides social good, public good.
Mm-hmm.
So a university is not about just teaching students so you've got knowledge. It's about enabling you with skills for life as well, and also enabling the community so they can be inspired to create the new innovations, to open the new businesses and those type of things. So there are the kind of differences.
Yes, there is... it can be said that there
that's
is...
That's it, 5 minutes
okay.
up.
Okay, is that only 5 minutes?